Today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1, sponsored by Sullis. Retrofitting and sustainability are the future of construction. Visit sullis.ie/greenskills to find your course.
Today with Claire Byrne on RTÉ Radio 1.
The Christmas sandwich, it is something of an institution. It's sort of what you live on between the big meals. It's the cause of some amount of argument, though, as well. Toasted or not, ham or turkey, mayonnaise or cranberry sauce. Should a sprout ever be included between two slices of bread? Well, Chef Mark Moriarty is here now, 51551, for the messages that I know you're going to send us about this. It's kind of an important part of Christmas, Mark, isn't it? The Christmas sandwich.
Probably the best part.
It is.
When it comes to turkey and ham. Yeah, Stephen's Day and the sandwich is what I do it all for.
I know, because you're hungry for them then and you enjoy it all more because you're not overstuffed.
Yeah,
you
absolutely.
Might be on Christmas Day. When you came in, we had a quick conversation about bread because I have a bit of gripe about sourdough bread, the fashionable bread. But I'm glad to hear that you kind of feel the same about it.
There's nothing wrong with sourdough bread.
No, when it's fresh.
My problem is I never eat a whole loaf of bread in one sitting. So you're generally left then with about 80% of the sourdough. And yeah, you can toast it and add loads of butter, but it can go a bit stale a bit quickly. And it can, you know, when you kind of hurts your teeth trying
to
crack it.
No one wants that.
And if you try to cut it too thinly, it just falls apart.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, I'm a bit more towards the sliced pan, dare I say it.
Lovely. I like your style. So you go for the sort of the commoner garden white sliced loaf.
Yeah. And I don't toast it. So it kind of like molds around all the good stuff. And because it's whatever way they make it, it rarely falls apart, so you can absolutely pack it with the good stuff.
That might not be a good thing.
Yeah, no, it's... And you know what? My mum used to always make us when we were kids was like a fried sandwich. So she'd get the sliced pan and she'd layer it with butter and put that kind of down on the pan and cook it really, really slowly and then layer it up with loads of good stuff. And because it would cook nice and slowly, everyone would melt in the middle and when you flipped it over, it'd be like golden brown and then you'd have it on the chopping board, cut into triangles with a cup of tea.
Oh,
and that
lovely.
Was,
lovely.
Yeah, with the sliced pan.
Would there always be cheese in that?
Yeah, I think the cheese is what kind of molds it all together. I was laughing when I was on to the producer yesterday. One of my favourite things of Christmas is I always make like gratin potatoes or dauphinoise on the day. So loads of Parmesan cheese, cream in there, your potatoes, bit of garlic. You can add some rosemary if you want. And it's so filling with everything else that it's never finished. But then what you do is next day, because there's so much cheese in it, you treat the leftover cold gratin as the cheese in your sandwich. So but cheesy potatoes in the
talk
base.
Talk about a carb overload. This is what we were saying before the break. Right, you've jumped the shark here now. You're putting potatoes into a sandwich.
Oh, and then with the ham, thick sliced ham. And then as it slowly cooks in the pan, it all goes back to that kind of warm texture. And the cheese kind of brings it all together. It sticks to the sliced pan. And like if there's any time to be having loads of carbs with the weather as it is now, Christmas is the time and you sit there, you eat it all with a cup of tea and then you fall asleep for about 3 hours on the couch and you're a very, very happy person.
After your selection box. this one, turkey, ham, cheddar cheese and stuffing with brown sauce on batch loaf. That's not bad.
Don't like brown sauce, but everything else sounds good.
But what sort of condiment would you be putting on that?
Mayo. Love mayo.
Just plain or?
Plain mayonnaise and then I always have jars of pickles in the store cupboard.
Mm-hmm.
So like whenever I'm doing sandwiches, my favourite sandwich is probably a pastrami sandwich. So it's always like whatever we have and then a layer of pickles and mayonnaise, maybe some Dijon mustard as well. It just brings a bit of acid and a bit of spice to any sandwich.
Mm-hmm.
Brown sauce, lovely. It's never been something for me.
It's not for you. So when you are frying your sandwich, are you putting, you don't put the mayonnaise on before the fry, do you? Or
you put it on the inside layer.
Okay.
So the outside layer is the butter.
It's getting so complicated. Okay.
The outside layer is... No, it's easy. So you get your sliced pan.
Yeah.
Butter both sides. Mm-hmm. So you have them. Then you put buttered slice on the pan, layer it up with, let's say, your stuffing, your bit of turkey, your thick cut leftover ham. Dare I say you can use the sprouts and make a kind of a little coleslaw because sprouts are cabbage and cabbage is coleslaw.
We'll return to that in a moment. Go on, keep going.
Layer of pickles on top. Then you've got some mustard mayonnaise on your top slice, butter. You cook it really slowly. 5 minutes on, say, half setting on the pan. So if you've got 10, say, 4 or 5, till it goes slightly golden brown, flip it over and then the butter caramelizes on the other side. And in that time it takes, everything melts together in the middle.
Delish.
Absolutely delicious.
Apart from the sprouts.
No, sprouts are lovely. Lovely, lovely. That's what I said. If you think about a coleslaw is white cabbage, carrot, mayonnaise and a few bits.
I just think sprouts though, I know they're related to cabbage, but they're not cabbage. They're just slightly bitter. They have an edge to them. They bite you back.
Well, do you know what the thing with sprouts is? And it's a tip we always use in the restaurant kitchen. You know, you have that bitter edge.
Yeah.
If you're, now I roast my sprouts at Christmas, but if you're boiling them, always add salt and caster sugar to your water. And what the caster sugar does is it pushes back the bitterness edge in the sprouts. And when they come out, it'll bring out all the sugars. So you get a much sweeter sprout. Don't overboil them, because there's nothing worse than that smell of overly boiled sprouts. And then my mum used to add bicarb back in the day as well. So they'd be like luminous green, but complete mush.
Was that why she added it? For the colour?
Yeah, it keeps the colour and it destroys all the nutrition and it makes them really, really soft. Great for baby food, but probably not much after.
So you're taking your leftover sprouts and you're shredding them for a sandwich.
Yeah,
so you're okay with that.
Yeah, I'll use a knife, or if you have a mandolin, fire them through a little bit of vinegar and a touch of salt, leave them for 5 minutes. You can add a touch of mayonnaise if you want, and that's like a kind of like a little sour cabbage bit for you're going towards a pastrami sandwich.
Might try that. Another suggestion: granary bread with turkey, brie, and cranberry toasted. Yes, like the sound of that.
Yeah,
or no, you don't, do you not?
No, melt the brie, have it separate, and then you can dip it in the melted brie. Or you know that Mont d'Or cheese, you could melt that in the oven and then dip the sandwich in.
Baked cheese on the side. Gay says sandwiches must be slightly moist to be palatable. Nothing worse than dry bread sticking in the throat. So her tip is, no matter what kind of sandwich you're making, be it ham or tomato, turkey or chicken, mix relish and mayonnaise and spread it on the bread after the butter. So she's not toasting it here. She says, Happy Christmas. Thank you very much, Gay. And same to you. So mix the relish and the mayonnaise. You can do that.
I like that.
Nothing wrong with that.
Yeah, that's better than brown sauce. And I suppose, I think that cheese is the one for me. If you've got cheese in it, it's getting melted. Pick a nice cheese. Parmesan's always good. You can do your white sliced cheddar, your red sliced cheddar. That's, for me, the best part of the sandwich. It brings it all together.
Leftover roast beef is too tough for a sandwich. Discuss.
Oh. Do you know what's lovely? You take the leftover roast beef and you dice it up.
Yeah.
Fry it.
Right.
Salt, a little bit of chili, and then it goes lovely and crispy. So you know the best part of the roast beef is the outside caramelized bit. So all of it goes caramelized and it goes back to its soft texture because you've heated it up. Then put it in your sandwich.
Okay, with what?
Roast beef, a bit of horseradish sauce straight from the jar, bit of rocket, potentially sprouts, but we'll avoid that this time. It's simple as that. And I love... Pick the good stuff. My favourite part is the beef. So just use loads and loads of beef in the sandwich. So it's like about 50-50 protein to bread.
Okay. So what you don't want to do is have a big thick slice of leftover roast beef that you can't chew on the 1 day old sourdough bread that's trying to break your teeth.
That I've had. That is the sandwich that will destroy you. Yeah. And particularly the beef. You're right. Yeah. There's nothing worse than that cold, too thick cut beef that's really hard to get through.
A listener says there's no need for cranberry sauce and leftover turkey because the perfect Christmas sandwich is three ingredients only: bread, butter and crisps.
What about bread, butter and, as I say, the gratin dauphinoise? Really, really nice. Actually, you know what? There's no need for turkey in sandwiches. It's the ham. There's nothing better than the thick cut ham.
It's the absolute best. So you're not fussy about the sandwiches, really. You just want us to use up our stuff and enjoy them.
Absolutely. Yeah, yeah. And once you season, heavily season everything and use up all those leftovers, you're going to be in for a treat on Stephen's Day.
Yeah, make sure you're horizontal when you're eating your sandwich as well. That's the main thing. Now, your Christmas specials are on RT1 television next week, 6:30 on Monday and Tuesday. Off-duty chef Christmas special. So talking about getting ready for Christmas, getting the food hot to the table, all of that good stuff on those two episodes, Mark.
Yeah, taking all the faff out of it, making it as easy as possible. And for me, every recipe I create has an eye to how do we create the least amount of wash up, because there's nothing worse than knowing it's waiting for you after your Christmas dinner.
Mark, you are talking my language. Thank you so much, Mark Moriarty. Lovely to see you. That's all we've time for today. Today's programme was produced by Deirdre Lyne. Kieran Dunn was our researcher. Louise Kerr-Ross was our broadcast coordinator. Harry Bucklis was on sound. And it's over to Ronan.